This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. I don't want you to say that you are a Christian and you're still in sin. You have lied to yourself. You have been tricked by the wicked one, because it's clear God has given you the power to say no to sin. And if you can't say no to sin, you're none of His. It's that simple. He wants you to say, hey, have I decided to die to myself? Not my will, but Your will be done. If you're not at that point, you're not there. I love it when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, going to the cross, knowing that He was going to die. He kneeled down and prayed with grief. He was saying, Father, if it be possible, remove this cup. But He says, nevertheless, not my will, but Thy will be done. Friend, I want to tell you, you have to get to the point that is not about you. It's about Christ. Are you there? You have to be in the place to say, the Bible says, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. I want you to get this. You only live by dying. You have not begun to live until you die. I want you to think about that. Have you died to yourself? The simple fact is that we must believe on Jesus Christ. All these works, all these good things you think you're doing, matters nothing. Just like Jesus said in the message last week, He said He's going to say to many, depart from me, I never knew you. Do you know Christ? It's your time today. I'll ask you the question, what have you been building on? Are you built upon the rock of Jesus Christ? Or are you built upon church attendance, tithing to the church, being baptized, treating your neighbors right, doing this and doing that? The Bible says all of your righteousness are as filthy rags. He says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Be clear here, you won't get into heaven saying what you've done, because you've done nothing. The only thing you can do is believe on the Son of God, Jesus Christ, for the pardoning of your sins. Now, the Bible is clear. It says in Romans chapter 10:9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see there, it's with the heart man believeth, but the mouth confesses it. Because Luke chapter 6:45 says, for the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh. You see, it has to come from the heart first. The prayer is not saving you, it's the confession, and it's coming out of your heart. What's coming from your heart? What are you saying out of your mouth? It'll tell you what's in your heart. So I'll ask you, if you like to say a prayer, you can say a prayer of your own. But if it has taken place in your heart, confess Jesus Christ as Lord. I normally, if you like to follow me in this prayer, if you haven't received Christ, you could say this prayer and claim it as your own. Dear God, I come now confessing I'm a sinner. And I'm sorry for my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died, was buried on the third day, rose from the grave. I believe it in my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you've done that, we will love to hear from you. We want you to drop us a line at minutesoftruth.org and we'll send you some more information. Please share this message with those that need to hear it. And God bless you. And remember, build on the rock.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.